Chapter 2. When the time drew near for David to die, he gave a charge to Solomon his son.
I am about to go the way of all the earth,
he said.
So be strong, act like a man, and observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in obedience to him, and keep his decrees and commands, his laws and regulations, as written in the law of Moses. Do this so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go, and that the Lord may keep his promise to me. If your descendants watch how they live, and if they walk faithfully before me with all their heart and soul, you will never fail to have a successor on the throne of Israel. Now you yourself know what Joab, son of Zeruiah, did to me, what he did to the two commanders of Israel's armies, Abner, son of Ner, and Amasa, son of Jether. He killed them, shedding their blood in peacetime as if in battle. And with that blood, he stained the belt around his waist and the sandals on his feet. Deal with him according to your wisdom, but do not let his gray head go down to the grave in peace. But show kindness to the sons of Barzillai of Gilead, and let them be among those who eat at your table. They stood by me when I fled from your brother, Absalom. And remember, you have with you Shimei, son of Gera, the Benjamite, from Beharim, who called down bitter curses on me the day I went to Mahanaim. When he came down to meet me at the Jordan, I swore to him by the Lord, I will not put you to death by the sword. But now, do not consider him innocent. You are a man of wisdom. You will know what to do to him. Bring his gray head down to the grave in blood.
Then David rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. He had reigned 40 years over Israel, 7 years in Hebron and 33 in Jerusalem. So Solomon sat on the throne of his father David, and his rule was firmly established. Now Adonijah, the son of Haggith, went to Bathsheba, Solomon's mother. Bathsheba asked him,
Do you come peacefully?
He answered,
Yes, peacefully.
Then he added,
I have something to say to you.
You may say it,
she replied.
As you know,
he said,
the kingdom was mine. All Israel looked to me as their king. But things changed, and the kingdom has gone to my brother, for it has come to him from the Lord. Now I have one request to make of you. Do not refuse me.
You may make it,
she said. So he continued,
Please ask King Solomon, he will not refuse you, to give me Abishag, the Shunammite, as my wife.
Very well,
Bathsheba replied.
I will speak to the king for you.
When Bathsheba went to King Solomon to speak to him for Adonijah, the king stood up to meet her, bowed down to her, and sat down on his throne. He had a throne brought for the king's mother, and she sat down at his right hand.
I have one small request to make of you,
she said.
Do not refuse me.
The king replied,
Make it, my mother. I will not refuse you.
So she said,
Let Abishag the Shunammite be given in marriage to your brother Adonijah.
King Solomon answered his mother,
Why do you request Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? You might as well request the kingdom for him. After all, he is my older brother. Yes, for him and for Abiathar the priest and Joab son of Zeruiah.
Then King Solomon swore by the Lord,
May God deal with me, be it ever so severely, if Adonijah does not pay with his life for this request. And now, as surely as the Lord lives, he who has established me securely on the throne of my father David, and has founded a dynasty for me as he promised, Adonijah shall be put to death today.
So King Solomon gave orders to Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, and he struck down Adonijah.